get you off my mind. I can seem
That's my little brother. He's 17. I go to school in Pittsburgh and we live 3 hours away, but we talk every day. Sometimes the conversation is just him singing. We have a secret handshake. So yeah, we're close. The only problem is, I don't know how to pronounce his name. But this story really begins in 1997, 21 years ago, with my parents in a cramped one-bedroom Brooklyn apartment, flipping through a palm-sized blue book of Indian baby names for me, their first child. They narrowed it down to two. My mom wanted Garima, which she says means the top of a mountain. My dad wanted Prachi, which I've been told means sunrise or morning. But they both agreed on what was most important: finding a name the Americans couldn't mess up.
Brenna. Nathan. Prachi.
Here. It's Prachi here. That's about how every first day of school would begin for me. And if there's one thing that most brown kids in America can relate to, it's waiting for your name to be called during roll call.
Every single substitute teacher I've had has been kind of a struggle. Times I've gotten used to, like, when people are calling attendance, I'd hear them starting to say my name and just be like, hey, that's me. Just save everybody the trouble, you know what I mean?
That's one of my oldest friends, Gopal. My parents moved away from New York when I was 6, and I grew up in a pretty small college town in Pennsylvania. We had a really tight-knit Indian community, and I learned to stretch into yoga poses before it was cool, and sing shlokas with all the other little Indian kids in town. But we were all brown in a pretty white town. And outside our little bubble of dal chawal and chole and salwar kameez, Gopal, the other brown kids, and I had a lot to explain. And it usually started with our names.
So it's a little bit of like a cultural or maybe linguistic disconnect that we see there. My sister's name is Anjani, with the emphasis on the first syllable. But in a lot of American names, emphasis lands on the second syllable. So they'll refer to her as Anjani instead.
Could you just like list off different pronunciations of your name that you've gotten?
Gopal, Gopal, Gopal.
Gopal. I remember probably sometime in middle school hanging out at Gopal's house. He told me and some other Indian kids about a substitute who had mispronounced his name. And I thought, Gopal, that sounds like pebbles. And in true middle school cringe-worthy fashion, I made up a song about it.
I dropped it down a hopple. I told my dad to go a shopple.
Sang this around his home, and I just have this very clear, distinct memory of laughing about it. And I don't think I was trying to be mean, but it can hurt when your name is mispronounced. Sometimes it's easier to just change our names.
I was at scout camp. A day or two into the camping experience, I got so frustrated trying to clarify how to pronounce my name that I went by Paul for the rest of the week.
Oh my god.
I think this is a common experience for a lot of Indian people in America, is that they have one particular name that they use when they're at Starbucks or maybe when they're just having a brief acquaintance with somebody that maybe sounds like their actual name, but it's their name for public use.
And maybe it is just easier that way. It's not so much that our names are mispronounced, it's that they're pronounced differently. They're Americanized. Prachi becomes Prachi. Gopal becomes Gopal. And for my brother, Ronit becomes Ronit.
Oh my god, that's my ears. Okay. Oh my god.
How do you say your name?
Ronit.
What's your name? What's your name?
Ronit.
I just wanted to talk to you because I realized that I say your name differently than everyone else does.
That's true.
Wait, I say that your name is Ronit.
Yeah. Sometimes I don't even know what my real name is. Like, I don't know what to call myself. Like, especially whenever, like, an Indian person who you know speaks Gujarati, if I know that they're, like, younger, but they're also Gujarati, like, I just don't know what to do. Is it weird if I say Ronit, or is it weird if I say Ronit?
Do you think the person you are when you're Ronit is different from the person you are when you're Ronit?
I think so. I mean, like, no, like, I guess so. I don't know, I feel more cultured.
Whenever, when you're Ronit?
Yes. When I'm Ronit. I'm not cultured.
Our names shape our identity.
When you were using Paul, what was that experience like?
It was a little unusual. It felt a little bit like it wasn't me that they were talking to. Like I was sacrificing a little bit of who I am. Like, I'm not Paul. My name is Gopal. It was interesting to kind of test the limits of how comfortable I felt with convenience. Do I want to prioritize other people's convenience or how true I want them to refer to me?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a conundrum there.
Yeah.
It is a conundrum. Because do we change our names, shorten them, teach every person we know how to pronounce them? And if so, what is the right way to pronounce them? I'm not sure. But what I do know is that I, Prachi, am ready to start talking about it. Special thanks to Gopal Jayakar, my brother Ronit, my parents, Manisha Nilesh Patel, and Alyssa Hernandez, for playing a wonderfully accurate substitute teacher.